A program for Thursday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. Let's talk a little bit more today about responsibility. The word responsibility is a combination of two words, response and ability. It means your ability to respond. Also, we might say that ability plus opportunity equals responsibility. That was true in reference to the parable of the talents, as the Lord spoke there. Let's think today about this matter of responsibility again. Are there any who are not responsible before God? Well, if a person does not have the ability to respond, how can he be responsible? Babies and little children do not have the ability to respond. They are not accountable. They already belong to God. In fact, Jesus said some words along that line, like in Matthew 19, verse 13 and 14. People were bringing little children to Jesus that he might bless them and pray for them. And his disciples rebuked him for doing this. And verse 14 says, "But Jesus said, Suffer, little children, and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." In Matthew 18, verse 3, the Lord said, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." So the little children, the infants, already belong to God, and they are not responsible in the sense of an adult till they reach that age of accountability and responsibility. And we would say that the severely retarded do not have the ability to respond as someone else, and consequently they do not have the responsibility as someone else has. Responsibility is given to us in accordance to our ability. And of course, normally speaking, we have the ability to respond, and we are accountable before God in that respect. Even from the viewpoint of Christians, in reference to their giving, like in Acts 11, verse 29, it says, "Then the disciples, every man according to his ability, determined to send relief unto the brethren which dwelt in Judea." So the responsibility was according to the ability. Every man according to his ability wanted to send relief, help to the poor Christians in Palestine. And likewise, in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 2, it says, "Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God has prospered him," Paul says, "that there be no gatherings when I come," according to his ability. So ability, coupled with these other things here, creates responsibility, as we have said. Ability plus opportunity equals responsibility before God. May we realize that. If a person does not have the ability to respond, nor the opportunity is available, his responsibility is lessened. For example, in the 6th chapter of Galatians, verse 10, Paul says, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." He says, as we therefore have opportunity, like we said, ability plus opportunity equals responsibility. Then if a person does not know, his ability to respond is hindered, and consequently his guilt is lessened, although he is still accountable in a sense. We know that James says in James 4:17, he says, "To him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin." The Apostle Paul said in 1 Timothy 1:13, reference to himself, he says, "Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief." Yes, there is a relationship between knowledge and, of course, our responsibility in the full sense of the word. And of course, we are free moral agents. God has created us with intelligence, and the human race has the ability for the most part. And we live in the land of Bibles, and we are responsible to God, that which we hear and know, and we're responsible to search out the truth and to know it from his word. Yes, the little infants belong to God, and the children already, because of such is the kingdom of heaven. But we have reached that age of responsibility. What are we going to do now? We are accountable before God. Thank you for listening today.